Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In just a few hours, a bunch of people wearing next to nothing will gather at a beach in South Boston for the L Street Brownies annual New Year's Day swim. And if you're anything like me, you may be asking, why? Why would you want to jump into icy cold water on a frigid New England day when you could be enjoying the holiday off by sleeping in? For answers, we're turning to the president of the L Street Brownies, Dan Monahan. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning. How you doing? Happy New Year to you also.
So, what compels someone to plunge into some icy water on the first day of the year?
So, you know, yeah, give you something to do. If you ever want to wake up on New Year's Day, this is the way to do it. That will do it for you.
Does it maybe give you a new perspective on the new year?
You know, it is. It's a combination of, you know, keeping up with tradition. It's the start of a new year, if you will, you know, fresh start, you know, and along with, you know, healthy living. And, you know, more than anything else, it's, you know how we are in Boston. We're such traditionalists. We love our tradition. And, you know, this is a very longstanding one with the start of it in 1865.
Wow, 1865. Why did they start it back then?
It was probably like a dozen men that were down the L Street Bathhouse is what they called it during the day, which is now the Curly Recreational Center. And who knows? It was just people who swim every day anyways, and they decided, like, why not? Let's keep it going.
So I've done some jumps into lakes before in the summertime, but still it was pretty cold, and I literally felt like I was having a heart attack. Is that what you usually experience, or are you just used to it at this point?
Well, we have some people who swim every single solids every day, and the weather doesn't matter to them. And they are seasoned veterans, if you will, and there's some people who just do it for the first time. You're going to, you know, just go in and be prepared. You know, you're going to feel it. But in all honesty, when you come out, it's hard to explain unless you've done it. When you're walking out of that water, you're walking out, you just feel fantastic. It's just something that comes over yourself where you just feel great. It's hard to explain unless you actually do it.
And there are lots of polar plunges, but what makes this one different?
I kind of explain it this way, like regarding our own Boston Marathon, if you will. There's only one Boston Marathon. Nothing else compares to it. Well, we feel the L Street Brownies is the same type of thing. There is only one L Street Brownies, and we call it a swim. There's some people call it the polar plunges, which is one of us. We stay away from, not stay away on purpose, but, you know, history and tradition, this has been the L Street Brownies swim. Our whole goal is we sell shirts every year for this thing, and the proceeds of the selling of these shirts go to a lot of small different groups, a lot of grassroots group, if you will. Like, for example, is the South Boston Special Kids and Adults. There's a group of volunteers who just do unreal work with special kids every single Sunday at the South Boston Yacht Club and other venues. And we have numerous other small little groups that we donate money to. So we've turned this into not just swimming and have fun for the day. We've turned it into how can we give back to the community and help out. And, you know, we encourage people to, if you see us, come on up and buy a shirt and helps out local organizations. That would be great.
And if someone's listening and they're thinking, gosh, this is for me, that's definitely not me, but maybe someone is, what should they do?
Put on your bathing suit in the morning, bring your towel, bring a hoodie, bring up and come on down and join us. It's just like, you're going to challenge yourself. Just get out of bed. And this is not something to go, it's going to be a hangover cure or stuff like that. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with yourself meeting a challenge. And, you know, at the same time, you're getting involved in helping out small nonprofit groups that can use some financial help. You yourself are getting over your challenges. So, you know, don't be afraid. Just lay in the bed. Come on out and join the rest of the world. It's a good time, and you're going to be glad you did it.
Dan Monahan is the president of the L Street Brownies, and he's taking the plunge today in South Boston. Thank you for speaking with Morning Edition.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me, and I appreciate your time, and hope we see you at the beach.